go shit in the last one. So we're going to have to project.
Isn't it always?
Yeah, you're just closer.
It's because I'm quieter.
Can you explain to our listeners what the fuck happened this morning?
Well, I didn't look at my phone for a while this morning because I was preoccupied. And
were you?
Yes. And my introduction to it was I saw that I had 5 messages from Jason, and my phone only gave me the last one as a preview, which was, like, you better be alive right now. And I'm like, that looks fun. Turns out he was driving over for our podcast, but I thought we were recording it at night, and he thought we were recording it in the morning.
When we talked about this over the weekend, granted, we were both, like, hungover, but...
I wasn't hungover.
Oh, I was.
I was fine.
So, basically, we both agreed 9:30 Wednesday. All right, but we didn't say what time. We didn't say what time of day.
No, which was our bad.
So, in my mind, 9:30 in the morning. All right, I woke up early as shit today. I even bought you breakfast, and...
You should have called me when I didn't answer the messages, though.
In my mind, I was just like, she might be doing some other shit. She might be making bread like she usually is.
I don't make bread that early in the morning.
And so...
I got work.
And so I was just like, dog, she might not be home. And then once it kind of rolled 9:45, I was just like, she's not home. And then when you texted me back, I was already on my way to work super fucking early. I was just like, that's fine. We'll do it at night. And here we are. I threw away your breakfast. Let's talk about the 2000s. I've asked around, I've asked 2 people on my job, what do you think of Smash Mouth? One opinion is terrible, and the other one is just like, I couldn't stand them in high school.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that kind of sums it up.
So relatively positive reception.
That's it. That's the whole podcast.
That's it, guys, it's over. Album of the week is up next. This, not the greatest band, but one of the greatest memes to ever come out of the 2000s.
Okay, that's fair.
One of the greatest memes. Fair assessment. I think they were the first meme. The moment they came out with the bowler shirts and like the visor shades.
The Guy Fieri of
If Guy Fieri music. Made music, it would be Smash Mouth.
They're friends, right? I assume that they're friends. Like, I just look at them and be like, you guys have to be friends. You can't exist in the same universe and not be friends.
in the MCU. I'm going to get to that part.
The Guy Fieri cinematic universe?
He is mentioned in my notes. Okay. This band is 24 years old. I'm 26. If this band reaches 30 years old, life and time should cease to exist, and the world should implode. Do you know where the term Smash Mouth came from? Where they got the name from?
I don't know if I want to know.
It is a football term. It is when they hand the ball off to the tailback in I formation. And the only reason I'm saying that is because this is peak bro culture. I didn't know that.
This is why I never liked Smash Mouth. Too bro-y.
Smash Mouth is not bro-y.
Yeah, they are.
Limp Bizkit is bro-y. Smash Mouth is more dad music.
They're dad bros. That's
they're parent worse. Music. They're safe rock dad music bros. For your parents.
Dad bros.
When you Google
they're
Smash
like
Mouth.
They're dads who want to be bros.
This is, yeah, that is exactly what Smash Mouth
it's
looks
not that
like.
Bros listen to Smash Mouth, but they're dads who want to be bros. Who are
Smash Mouth?
Really trying far too hard to
Smash
be
Mouth is your dad living his dream to be in a rock band by accident. That is what Smash Mouth
didn't we discuss in one episode that they're the weird uncles?
They are the weird uncles.
Yeah.
Every music video, it's mildly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to dig into that.
Most of their music is.
Yes.
If mildly.
Yes. when you Google Smash Mouth, it also shows you, like, the top Googled questions. These are my favorite. Is Smash Mouth still alive? That is a yes.
Valid question.
What's the best Smash Mouth song?
There aren't any.
All right. All right.
Easy.
Agree to disagree. Who is the leader of Smash Mouth as if they were a rebel group in Cambodia? Like...
No, they're actually a cult.
Oh, yeah, they are a cult. Smash Mouth is a cult. The Smashers.
Jesus.
How much is Steve Harwell worth, the main lead guy? He's worth $5 million. That's not bad.
Impressive.
My favorite question, is Smash Mouth a real band? And that is what we're here to talk about.
Incorrect.
That is what we're here to talk about.
It is not.
Steve Harwell, the frontman of this band, is not a lead singer. I'm not going to call him that. He's a frontman. He doesn't sing. Whatever he's doing is just melodic talking. He used to be in a rap group called FOS, which was abbreviated for Freedom of Speech. Because without it, without that, they would not exist. So thank God for the First Amendment. I just want to preface that Catherine is exhausted. She was watching a Christmas movie and passed out, and then I showed up.
Yeah. Well, it was a mostly intentional passing of out, though.
A passing of out?
Yes.
Oh my God.
While I am tired right now, it's mostly just this information that's just
emotionally be prepared.
Exhausting.
This is emotional. This is informational vomit.
I feel drained after this information we just started.
Be prepared. I have 5 pages. And we have to blast through this because I got to move my car soon. First album, Fush You Mang. When I first heard it, I thought the album name sounded like something Scarface would say in Scarface.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was correct. That's exactly where they got that from.
God.
When he says, fuck you, man, he means fush you, man. And that's what he says. And that's exactly where they got it from. They were trying to be edgelords, like, fuck you, man. And it was ska punk. Ska punk is the least punk thing ever. Ska punk is not punk.
What else?
The initial release of this album had a parental advisory, if you could believe that.
Well, you know, the weird Scott Punk just isn't safe. Crazy when
Scott Punk is not safe for your kids. Their big hits off this double platinum album was Walking on the Sun. That was, to me, my opinion is their best song. Because that's a song that I can live with. Like, if Walking on the Sun was playing, I'm like, all right, it's fine.
I can tolerate it.
I can take it.
At their best.
I can take it. I like this song. It's a decent throwback. It's great music for the background. It really takes you back as a child.
Would you hear it at a Sears?
I have been, when I was doing this stuff, I was just like, I should listen to how this sounded. And I had that song a repeat all night that I couldn't sleep.
I feel like Smash Mouth sounds best in Sears or a strip mall.
It's in any mall.
Yeah, Smash Mouth is never going to sound better than it does when you're walking around the dishwasher section at Sears.
Yeah. Go to your local thrift store. 80% of the time, they're playing some kind of Smash Mouth in the background. The music video is a Guy Fieri if he had a wet dream. It is very, all the bowler shirts, the super saturated colors, you know, it was wild. It was number one on the Billboard charts in America, which is wild for Catherine to fathom.
Question.
Yes.
Who came first, Guy Fieri or Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth.
So what we're saying is Guy Fieri ripped off Smash Mouth.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
So, if the Smash Mouth isn't the music Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri is the food. Smash Mouth.
Yes.
Oh, no.
But it also works vice versa because, really, what is real anymore? Time is but a construct.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, Guy Fieri or Smash Mouth?
So, here's a little fun quote that you're not going to believe if I fucking told you.
Oh, no.
Walking on the Sun, when you listen to it, if you know the song, it's kind of a... It's kind of a poppy, fun song. Very ska-y, very fun. Catherine's yawning.
Yeah.
Greg Camp, who's the guitarist and the guy who wrote 100% of their music, 100%, is quoted as saying, quote, "It was written during the whole Rodney King thing. The song was basically a social and racial battle cry. It was sort of, can't we all get along? Song for the time when I wrote it. It was just about all the things that were going on around me as a young person. And I'm like, God, what is going on? I don't understand why this is happening. It's like we might as well be walking around a planet on fire." And that's how it came about. Walking on the Sun. Let that marinate. All these years, I thought this was just a fun little poppy song that you can enjoy too. But really, you should be playing this at protests.
When everything is burning.
When everything is burning, you're walking on the sun.
Well, if that ain't the song for 2018.
Those yellow jackets protesting in France should be blasting Walking on the Sun.
If not, they're not real protesters.
Yeah. Every Black Lives Matter racial injustice protest you go to, Walking on the Sun. We've just been playing the wrong music at rallies. Why are we chanting, you know, things when we should be saying Walking on the Sun?
Things. What are they chanting?
I don't go to protests. I don't go to protests. I go to work. also on the...
A cog in the machine, you are.
Indeed I am. I am a slave. Also on the Japan EP for this song, there was a song called Sorry About Your Penis.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They really are the weird uncles.
Sorry About Your Penis. This has to be a song to some guy who probably, like, got his penis chopped off somehow and was just like, dude, so sorry about that.
And they wrote a song about it.
And they wrote a song about it.
They felt that strongly about it.
And his name was Ted.
Poor Ted. Poor Ted and his poor penis.
They also covered the song Why Can't We Be Friends by War. Nobody really cared except Spain because it reached number 5 on their charts. It was number 5! It was also in the Wild Things soundtrack. Catherine, have you ever seen Wild Things? It is a movie that is... It is a movie. Wild Things is a movie, Catherine. it is with Matt Dillon, Neve Campbell, and Denise Richards, and they have a threesome in it.
Sounds like a good movie.
Yes. And so, as we segue into their second album, which is really just three dicks in your face, musically, Astro Lounge, which has the ever-famous All-Star. They came from ska punk to just pop rock, and it's very evident. Alternative Press, AP, gave this album a 4 out of 5 stars.
I had to process that thought for a second.
AP, Greg wrote all the songs. He wrote All Star. I thought it was the front man that wrote that shit for the longest time. It's Greg wrote it. This album was certified triple platinum. That means people went out and bought this shit.
I think this was the album that my parents owned. That it was like, you know how there are those things you can stick your song library on shuffle and there's always that one song that just always comes up. That album was like that. They could have like 10,000 songs on their iPod, and Smash Mouth, this one album, would always come on every time.
Do they still own it?
My parents don't get rid of things, so I'm sure they do.
I can't wait for you to go find it when you go back home and then post it on the page. Like,
I
you...
don't, I don't want to do that. I don't want that, Jason.
Catherine's talking as if she just ran 5 miles. Just the thought of her looking for Astro Lounge in her house is, like, physically exhausting.
It is.
fuck. Let's go through the big songs off this album, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my God. Can't Get Enough of You, Baby. That is also a pretty decent song. That Jennifer Love Hewitt is in the music video, and they're doing this kind of school prom thing where they're performing and people are dancing around, and then Jennifer Love Hewitt shows up and she's flirting with the main guy, like the pre-Guy Fieri guy, Steve, and they're like flirting with, I'm like, why would you find this man attractive?
No.
This guy is a human turkey. He like every raw turkey you buy, the butterball turkeys. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks like the butterball turkeys. I said butterball, and that woke that woke Catherine the fuck up.
I like food. What can I say?
And also, the song was in the movie Can't Hardly Wait, which is also a movie we should watch. It is a great 2000s, early late 90s film. It is, like, you know, there's just no way. Like the guy looks like a substitute teacher in the inner city. That's what he looks like.
Oh my god.
The song was also a cover by the Four Seasons. So they're really great at covers. Really, Smash Mouth is just a great cover band.
Well, same for I'm a Believer.
That's I'm a Believer. That is a cover. Yes, that is a cover. And so Smash Mouth loves this. They have a very distinct sound, and then they love using keyboard organ. Like, boop, beep, beep, beep. Like, they love using keyboard organs. Like, they're the Doors. Jesus. This song was definitely in the top 10 of the year, I think. All their videos look the same. It's like they're in the same universe. They're all connected. Super saturated, super filmic, and it's just very...
What we're saying is there is a Smash Mouth cinematic universe.
Yes, the SMU.
Great.
The SMU. This song is also recognizable if you go listen to it. It is recognizable if you have ever seen a Pizza Hut commercial in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And we have arrived at the greatest, one of the greatest memes and songs to ever grace our ears, and it is a song we will play for aliens when they invade. All Star. When Catherine dies, I am blasting this.
You better fucking not. I'll come back and haunt your ass.
Blasting this.
I'm going to come back.
Hey now. Hey now. Hey now.
Hey now. Hey
you're now.
This is what dreams are made.
No, hey now, you're an all star.
Hey now. Hey now.
No. This is the theme for Shrek. That's when Steve said that this is when people started to get obsessed with the song. And they dropped it like 2 years or a year prior. And no one really... It was big, but it wasn't that big. Because it was for another movie called Mystery Men. Have you ever seen this, Catherine?
No, it's a mystery.
I'm going to fucking kill you. Jesus Christ.
Thanks.
In reference to Somebody Told Me by The Killers, really should be Somebody Once Told Me is better. Somebody Once... Let's see. It just sounds so much better.
You made it peak.
I did. I can't wait for people to listen to this because that's what it's going to be.
Great.
I've lost my train of thought.
Well, I can jump in because so one of the biggest questions I have going into this episode is without Shrek, where would Smash Mouth be?
They wouldn't be as big.
Right.
Shrek. That's kind of what they even talk about, like, that Shrek made them blow up.
Yeah, would Homeboy be worth $5 million? How much do you think he'd be worth, ballpark, without Shrek?
I think two.
$2 million?
$2 million.
Or
$2?
$2 million. Okay. You just
$2 to his name? No.
$2,000? What are you doing?
Oh, I gave this to you.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No. Okay. I bought that.
Never mind. All right, sorry. I just found a thing.
Off my floor.
Eating your candy. Yeah. So they made that song, and it went well with Mystery Men, which is a film with William H. Macy, Hank Azaria, Janine Garofalo. This is how 2000s
I thought the men were mysteries.
Ben Stiller, and they're in the music video, and then Shrek happened, and then they blew the fuck up. The lowest ranking this song ever reached was 74. And do you know what country that was? Take a guess.
Every time you take a guess.
Take a fucking guess.
The UK.
Wrong. Germany.
Okay.
Well. The Germans are not fans of Smash Mouth. It was number 4 on the Billboard charts. But really, it's number 1 in our eyes and our souls.
What are Germans a fan of?
Rammstein.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, I can't wait to show you that shit after this.
Oh, jeez. How you can tell I'm not.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. One of the meetings they had with their label, Interscope, which was a huge label back then. Eminem was on it. Dr. Dre. Nine Inch Nails were on it for a bit. Oh, the hugest bands. And so, collectively, throw in Smash Mouth into that mix. And so,
Smash Mouth and Nine Inch Nails together. Yeah, I see it.
Ska industrial punk.
I would love to see a lineup of a concert of like basically.
It is
like all of those artists.
Hilarious.
Together.
So one of the meetings, they turned in their album to Jimmy Iovine, one of the huge executive producers ever. And to quote Greg, he said, quote, "I remember Jimmy Iovine kind of almost laying on a couch, like in his office with his boombox next to him with a big volume knob on it, and him just like blasting the music, and he would only turn it down long enough to say something and then turn it all the way back up, and you couldn't respond. He'd turn it down and go, 'Where's the chorus?' And then he would blast it again." He was basically saying, there is no hit on this record. There's a second single, third and fourth, but there's no hit. And so, in an emergency, the whole All-Star thing, he says, "I think I was probably wearing Converse All-Stars, which is what I always wore. And I think it just went click, 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 like All-Star. Wow, what does that mean? I think it means when a bunch of players get together and have a team. And so it was like, you know, this could sort of relate to a kid who just needs a pep talk. And then in an emergency meeting and recording, they recorded All-Star. And then they put the album out."
I can't believe it.
Yep. It's because he was wearing the right shoes. I can't fathom to think about if he was wearing a pair of Air Maxes.
Oh, God.
Catherine's dying.
I really am.
Yeah. And we're only halfway through.
I didn't have enough energy going into this.
When you answer the phone, I'm just like, it's going to be a rough ride for you.
Yeah.
The amount of memes this has spurred is relentless and endless and infinite.
I mean, cut to, how many years has it been since All-Star blew up?
17.
17 years. This shit's still going.
Yep. And
still fucking going.
And to what we found out yesterday, there is now a musical being produced for Broadway.
Yeah.
Did you read into that?
No, I didn't want to.
It is the wildest shit that we have to go see.
Oh, no.
We have to go to New York to see this shit. Here's the thing. So it's called All Star.
Yeah.
Right? The best.
And all the music. The best Broadway musical.
Peep this. All-Star is the only song in the entire musical.
Okay. So,
I cannot make this shit up.
Do they only have one song in the whole musical, or is that they do it multiple times?
They do it multiple times in different arrangements and styles. The entire story is in the song. Every line in that song is part of the plot. And they act it out. Catherine is facepalming as if she just lost a relative. She is just... she can't process what I'm telling her.
I just feel like there's so much other content that could be out there, and instead this is what's being created.
This is the next Hamilton.
At one point, in
the song where someone points a gun to her head, there's an actual moment where the main character points an actual gun to her head in a moment of character building. That is hilarious. And the town that the character is from is called Nash South. I cannot...
Sorry, Nash South?
I think that's what it's called, Nash South. It's just a little play on words of Smash Mouth.
I'm upset. That's all I have to say. I'm upset.
They have two more singles. Come On, which is a low-key hit. It was used in a lot of movies like Dude, Where's My Car? I have seen that. For It's 3 a.m., shameless plug. Snow Day and Big Fat Liar. Then The Morning Comes, another single, not a bad song. But it's also another video where they're just walking around. We're just walking around in shades and shit. It was number 2 in Canada. And so from there, you know when a roller coaster reaches that peak and drops? Yeah. That is what happened to Smash Mouth. They just fucking dropped.
Dive down.
They just went away.
Yeah.
Their third album only had one song that was a single, I'm a Believer, which was a Neil Diamond cover.
Right.
And it was a self-titled album because they held a contest for the fans to name the album and they voted to make it self-titled. So even then, they were being memed.
That sounds like something Smash Mouth fans would do.
Yeah. And I'm a Believer only became big because of it was in the Shrek film.
I want to make it my new mission to find people who are unironic Smash Mouth fans. Not the memes.
Not that hard. Not that hard.
Who?
If we go on Amazon or, like, anywhere, you know.
Well, we need
we
to,
should ask the 2005 page. We need to
bring them all in for a case study. Because I have questions.
Multiple questions.
So many questions.
They do their next album, Get the Picture, with a question mark, which is probably what they told their label when they played the album because they were dropped immediately after it was released. The minute it was released, they were done. Hot, Hot, that is the name of the song, was used in The Diary of a Wimpy Kid and one episode of What's New Scooby-Doo.
Yo, Diary of a Wimpy Kid fucking blew up.
The movie or the book?
Both.
Okay.
Well, I remember when I was a youngin, the first book or so
a year
was
ago.
Literally just online.
For free. Oh, yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, someone leaked it. Like, no, you could just get the book online for free. And then it fucking blew up, and he started printing the books, and now there's a whole movie franchise, and there's, like, a balloon in the Macy's Day Parade. And I'm like, come a long way.
Catherine was a wimpy kid growing up.
It's true. I'm still a wimpy kid.
Their next album, which was initially going to be titled Old Habits, where they go back to being a ska punk band.
Back to their old habits.
Was delayed as fuck. And ended up being shelved, and so they did an album called Summer Girl, which was just remixed tracks from that album with new shit.
See, the world wasn't ready.
And it was the last album that Greg was on. So after that, he didn't write anymore.
Greg?
I just told you Greg was like fucking 20 minutes ago. He was the one who wrote most of all of their shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely went down with a lot of bandmates leaving. Steve remained and Paul, the bass player. Because Steve is really Smash Mouth.
All of their names are just so...
I know.
It's so fitting.
Imagine seasonless chicken. That's exactly what their names sound like. Just like there's no seasoning to this shit. There's no fun. Paul.
I feel like I'm at a white family suburban barbecue.
These are names you find in a hardware store.
Well, that's all their side gig.
Yeah.
Like, you know, after the band tanked, they all just went to work at a hardware store.
They were asked to do a song for Shrek 2, and it ended up never being used. So there is a unreleased Shrek Smash Mouth song somewhere in the Ethernet.
I hope it's about Shrek.
Yeah, they were, Shrek loved them. Like, they used one of their songs off that album to promote Shrek, but it was never used in the actual film. That was in 2006. Then they continued to tour, had two different drummers, two different guitarists, probably more. And me having to go through how often that lineup changed would be exhausting. And Catherine's already having her eyes closed right now.
I'm not. That's a lie. I'm allowed to blink slowly.
So, in 2011, this is where you'll wake up. I hope, maybe.
You say that.
In 2011, some guy challenged Steve, the lead singer, Proto Guy Fieri, to eat 24 eggs for 20 bucks. And eventually, people started offering him more money, and they were like, you should do it for charity. Eat 24 eggs. I don't know what the context was, but they were just like, I dare him to eat 24 eggs. And Steve was like, sure, I'll do it for charity.
I mean, if it's for charity.
And so he got his buddy and friend, Guy Fieri, to make him 24 fucking eggs for charity. And he would eat it. And so
they are friends.
150 people witness this guy, Mr. All-Star, eat 24 fucking eggs, and he raised $15,000 for charity.
That sounds like our one friend who was doing a fundraising thing and ate spicy food for money.
Oh!
And they have no tolerance for spice, so it's like, watch me suffer
when
for
she tried
easy payments of $10.
When she tried pepper?
God.
When she tasted what seasoning is? Yeah. You know, some white people can't take seasoning. And it's a scientific thing that I've just been meaning to explore ever since meeting her.
Creates a whole new podcast just on, like, spicy food.
So for 6 fucking years, they made no new music. Heartbreaking, I know. Keeping up with their notoriously horrible album covers, they dropped an album in 2012 called Magic, which was if you close your eyes and did graphic design on Photoshop, that would be that album
cover. You know, when we do a season 2, I'm designing our graphic like a Smash Mouth album cover.
Please do.
It's time.
Please do.
Because I can't do good graphic design. I have to set my sights lower than that.
When do we make season 2? Like, where's our cutoff?
When we feel like it.
All right. Great. There were no songs from that album that anyone gave a shit about, so I didn't run. And I also bet you had no idea they put a new album out in 2012.
If you think I've paid any attention to them outside of All-Star memes, you are sorely mistaken.
I know. So, here's a funny story. In 2015, June 14th, 2015, Smash Mouth was playing a set at the Taste of Fort Collins Food Fest in Colorado when Steve broke from set and went into an angry 3-minute expletive rant at the fucking crowd, threatening to beat everyone up to beat up whoever threw bread at him.
Mood.
And as he was ranting, the band kept playing the opening chords of All Star throughout the entire portion of his rant.
What a mood.
Could you imagine just losing your shit and then you just hear bam, 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 like as you're screaming?
Tag yourself, I'm the bread.
I'm Steve. Oh my god. That, like, this is why they're a great meme for shit like this.
Yeah. Well, and then their Twitter.
Oh, man.
Their Twitter is like a weird combination of being really self-aware of the memes, but also
when your parents don't know how to use the internet.
Exactly. Like, it's a combination of those. And it's almost like, I feel like they have, like, a part-time PR person who's a millennial and very much understands meme culture. And then it's just Steve on his phone trying to figure out how to use Twitter. Like, I feel like those are the two people. I feel like that's how Twitter is being used. Their Twitter is pretty active, actually.
They're very active online. Steve apologized, obviously. He was like, I'm sorry, I was an asshole. And the event organizer explained that he asked Steve if he wanted him to have the DJs make an announcement instructing the crowd not to throw bread. But according to him, Steve stormed on stage and took matters into his own hands. And he said it wasn't like anyone was going to be hurt by throwing bread up in the air. We just had to laugh at it because he just really made a fool of himself.
Ouch.
I get if you're
Steve
bottled.
Steve got him.
I get if a glass bottle is thrown at you, because that has happened.
Right.
Like at My Chemical Romance shows.
I mean, yeah, that'd be the place.
In Europe, like, people fucking threw, they were heavily bottled. But they threw bread at you, like you were a pigeon, you know?
I would just, like, pick it, like, try and catch it in the air and eat it.
It is
I love
fucking hilarious.
I love bread.
Oh, God, I love Brett. In 2016, they released a live album, which nobody fucking asked for.
No.
Absolutely. Nobody wanted that.
They aren't that good recorded. So why would we want them live?
I hope it included that rant he went on about bread.
Oh my God. What if that was the whole album?
Steve is anti-carb.
What if that was the whole album?
Oh my God.
I would buy it.
This year. Greg officially rejoined the band. Officially. And they re-released their first album, or re-recorded their first album in acoustic form.
Right. We've discussed this at some point.
Yes, in acoustic form. And then about a month ago, they dropped a new song called Unity with the legendary rapper Kool Keith and the other legendary rapper DMC from Run DMC. And I will post this online. My final page of my notes just says, it's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is really bad.
Yeah.
There's no other words for it but fucking bad.
Yeah, I mean, you summed it up pretty well.
Yeah, so that was our journey through Smash Mouth.
I hope you suffered like I did.
Because Catherine is bleeding internally.
It's true.
There is really no other words, but they still remain an amazing meme. And when I post,
they have that going for them.
And when I post about this on our page, on our Instagram page, it will be a meme. And I've been saving it for a long fucking time.
Oh boy.
It's good.
There are so many of them.
It's really good. Yeah, I mean, Smash Mouth is endless memes. But I do give them credit for knowing their lane, because Greg has said that we're parent-friendly, you know, we like having fun with this music, and I don't think we're going to stop. And I was like, that's a good way to live. But they're going to be that band that performs at your county fair.
Yeah.
Right next to the funnel cake. You know, that's them. But they like it. You know.
They do.
I wonder how their kids feel.
Again, nothing. Gotta bring everyone in for a case study.
I mean,
some questions.
Yeah. So, album of the week, Catherine.
I prepared, so fuck you. Coco by Colby Caillat.
Please spell it.
Caillat.
Can someone DM us how to properly pronounce it so I can show Catherine?
Caillat. Let me look it up. I meant to look it up before, but I forgot. Caillat. How to pronounce Colby. Ooh, I really can't type today. See, it was... Colby Caillat.
You can't take Catherine to like a fancy European restaurant. It's just her mispronouncing everything on the menu.
It's true. That's why I usually just kind of point and grunt.
It's true.
It's my thing.
I'm going to go with Corn Issues. Or did I already do that? I feel like I did.
I have no idea.
Fuck!
It's all you.
I know
that Coco by Colby Caillat hasn't been done.
Fuck. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Wrong page. I wish we could put music like they do for like technical difficulties as like waiting music.
I mean, I could.
You should. You have all the time in the world. I'm trying to find out what I did wrong.
Can't wait to go find some elevator music to put here.
I can't wait either. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to go with Lady Gaga's Fame Monster.
Good.
Did that come out? That's a 2000s. Unless it's 2011 and it doesn't count.
You know me, I'm not good with years.
Fuck!
So, all you.
Yes! 09. Yes! Fame Monster. Boom!
Oh my god, you're so proud of yourself.
I am.
Great.
I'm so proud. So, join us next time. I won't say next week because we don't know how to keep track of ourselves. Join us next time on a special episode where we talk about our favorite Christmas albums.
Hell yeah. Michael Bublé!
Fuck you.